Pentagon turns to AI giants for weapon systems, reshaping defense technology. The U.S. Department of Defense has formalized what Silicon Valley spent years denying. Its most powerful AI systems are now embedded in military classified networks, built under contracts worth up to $200 million each, with OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Elon Musk's xAI serving as the Pentagon's primary frontier AI architects. Documents obtained by The Intercept through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, filed with assistance from legal advocates for safe science and technology, reveal that all four companies signed prototype development agreements with the Department of Defense in July 2025. The contracts obligate the firms to build AI tools targeting applications from logistics and military intelligence to warfighting and automated decision-making. Those prototypes now form the operational backbone of AI systems running across the Pentagon's classified networks. Contract values were set at up to $200 million per company over the agreement duration. A separate document obtained by The Intercept, signed February 6 of this year, reflects an expanded version of OpenAI's agreement under contract modification, P00003, extending the original prototype scope to full classified network deployment. This appears to be the first time the extent of collaboration between Frontier AI Labs and the Pentagon is spelled out in explicit terms. Sophia Goodfriend, a University of Cambridge research fellow and non-resident fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School's Middle East Initiative, told The Intercept. What's particularly notable is the terms by which engineers are working in lockstep with the Department of War to engineer AI systems for surveillance, targeting, and killing. The contracts matter beyond their dollar values. They establish a structural precedent. America's leading AI companies are no longer passive vendors to the military. They are co-architects of its decision-making infrastructure, embedded in classified environments, briefing generals on adversary AI tactics, and running wargame simulations alongside defense planners. For institutional investors holding equity in OpenAI, Private, Alphabet, or any firm with Anthropic exposure, the regulatory, ethical, and commercial risks embedded in these relationships have moved from theoretical to contractual. The minimal refusal clause and the OpenAI contract dispute the most commercially combustible detail in the document set, involves a clause the Pentagon inserted into the updated OpenAI agreement. The modification sought a version of OpenAI's technology engineered for minimal refusal rates when responding to military commands. OpenAI spokesperson Nate Evans disputed that the clause was ever finalized. OpenAI has never agreed to contract language requiring minimal refusal rates. This language does not appear in our executed contract, Evans told The Intercept. Evans described the document as an earlier draft the company rejected before final execution. The Pentagon's account contradicts that. A Department of Justice attorney representing the Department of Defense in the FOIA lawsuit confirmed to The Intercept that the document containing the minimal refusal rates language was the signed and executed version of the contract. Hours later, after The Intercept contacted OpenAI, the same attorney reversed course, instructing The Intercept to disregard the prior confirmation. Our view, the contradiction between the Department of Justice attorney's initial confirmation and the subsequent retraction is not a clerical error. It reflects a structural tension that will define frontier AI governance for the next decade. The military's operational preference for compliant systems in direct conflict with the AI safety positioning that companies like OpenAI use to attract both talent and regulatory goodwill. The dispute over a single clause in one contract modification exposes a fault line that runs through the entire defense AI complex. Information flows both ways. The intelligence exchange architecture, the contracts reveal an architecture that goes substantially beyond a software licensing arrangement. Under an information sharing provision common to all four agreements, The company's committed to advising on Department of Defense and CDAO strategy for frontier AI adoption. In return, the Pentagon agreed to share with the contractors sensitive operational information, including benchmark datasets for Department of Defense use cases, briefings on operational missions and threats, and Department of Defense plans for future AI adoption. Google was specifically designated to brief Pentagon officials on AI tactics and techniques of adversaries of the United States, conducting those sessions in both classified and unclassified settings. The contracts also require all four companies to provide the Department of Defense with risk forecasting and threat ideation exercises, essentially asking the AI labs to predict the dangers their own future models might pose in military contexts. The contract language frames this as mutual benefit. Frontier AI labs have advanced risk forecasting tradecraft and a clear vision of the next wave of frontier AI technological developments. The agreements read, adding that company participation would help the Department of Defense avoid strategic surprise and mitigate the associated risks. The implication: these companies are not simply selling compute capacity. They are functioning as strategic intelligence advisors to the U.S. military, with access to classified briefings and the contractual authority to shape how the Pentagon thinks about AI deployment at scale. For Alphabet shareholders, the question is whether that relationship represents a durable revenue stream or an expanding liability surface. The Anthropic split and a $200 million contract hidden from public view the breakdown between Anthropic and the Department of Defense earlier in 2026 played out in public statements and press releases. The actual fracture point was a specific contract, the details of which remained hidden until The Intercept's FOIA litigation surfaced the documents. The timing matters. Anthropic now faces pressure from multiple directions simultaneously. Subscribers of the company's Max plan, priced between $100 and $200 per month, filed a class action lawsuit against the company as of September 8, 2026, alleging the firm misled customers about what the subscription tier would deliver. That litigation sits alongside the Pentagon contract dispute and a prior public conflict over whether and how the Department of Defense could constrain safety guardrails on Anthropic's models. Anthropic Max plan subscribers pay between $100 and $200 per month. A class action filed September 8, 2026, alleges the company misrepresented what those subscribers would receive. For a company that has built its brand on safety-first AI development, the compound exposure across military contract disputes and consumer litigation represents a valuation risk that private market investors in Anthropic's latest funding rounds have not yet had to price in a public forum. Terms of Anthropic's most recent fundraise were not disclosed in the source materials. What institutional capital should price in now source Department of Defense contracts obtained by The Intercept via FOIA lawsuit? Contract values reflect ceiling figures, actual expenditure not disclosed. Pentagon AI spending is not a rounding error in these companies' financial profiles. At up to $200 million per contract, and with modifications expanding scope beyond the original prototype phase, the Department of Defense relationships represent a material revenue channel. For Alphabet, with 2025 revenues in excess of $350 billion, 2025 annual figures, Google Investor Relations, a $200 million ceiling contract is not transformative in isolation. What is transformative is the classified network access, the co-development relationship, and the strategic intelligence sharing architecture it establishes. Historical context: Palantir Technologies built its early institutional valuation almost entirely on classified government relationships before its 2020 direct listing. At listing, Palantir traded at roughly 30 times trailing revenue, a premium the market assigned to the perceived durability and defensibility of government contract revenue. The AI majors entering classified Department of Defense environments now are acquiring a similar structural moat. With the added leverage of models that update faster and scale more efficiently than anything Palantir deployed in its first decade. The Placamium view the market has largely framed the Pentagon AI story as an ethics debate, safety advocates versus defense contractors, with investors positioned as spectators. That framing misses the second-order play entirely. What these contracts establish is not simply a government revenue line. They establish co-development relationships inside classified environments, which means the AI systems being refined against real Department of Defense operational requirements are, over time, the best-tested frontier models in existence. The feedback loop created by iterative refinement against live military use cases, the exact language used in all four contracts, compounds the technical advantage of companies with Department of Defense access relative to those without it. The investor implication: companies locked out of this ecosystem, either by choice or by regulatory action, will face a widening capability gap over a 3 to 5 year horizon. Anthropic's fracture with the Pentagon is not just a lost revenue contract. It is a lost training ground. If the split proves durable, Anthropic's models will be refined against consumer and commercial use cases. OpenAI's and Google's will be refined against classified military operational requirements. Those are different learning environments, and they will produce different models. Placamium's thesis: the defense AI integration announced in 2025 and now fully documented in 2026 will bifurcate the frontier AI market. One tier will be commercially focused, safety-branded, and optimized for enterprise and consumer applications. The other will be classified network-capable, defense-embedded, and optimized for autonomous decision-making under adversarial conditions. The second tier will attract different capital, different regulation, and ultimately different valuations. Investors who treat all frontier AI as a single asset class will misprice both. The class action against Anthropic's max subscription plan adds a consumer-side risk dimension that compounds the defense exposure. A company simultaneously losing a $200 million Department of Defense contract relationship and facing litigation from its highest-value consumer subscribers is navigating a two-front liability problem. Private market valuations have not had to absorb that combination in a public pricing event. The bottom line: the Pentagon's July 2025 contracts with OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and XAI, each worth up to $200 million, have moved from announcement to operational reality. Classified networks are running on frontier AI. Engineers from these companies are running tabletop war simulations with Pentagon planners. Google is briefing the military on adversary AI capabilities in classified settings. OpenAI and the Department of Defense are in a documented dispute over whether a minimal refusal rates clause appeared in a final executed contract. The defense AI complex is no longer a policy debate. It is a balance sheet item, a strategic asset, and a litigation risk simultaneously. Institutional capital that has not yet built a framework for evaluating these relationships at the contract level is behind the market. The documents are public now. The pricing of the risk is not.